For the kingdom of heaven is like a man who, going on a journey, called his servants and entrusted his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability, and then went upon his journey. The one who had received 5 talents immediately went and traded with them and gained another 5 talents. Likewise, the one who had received 2 talents gained another 2 talents. But the one who had received only 1 talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And the one who had received 5 talents came and bought 5 talents, saying, Lord, you gave me 5 talents, and look, I have gained 5 talents. His Lord said to him, good and faithful servant, you are faithful in the few things, I will give you many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And the one with 2 talents also came and said, Lord, you gave me 2 talents. Look, I have gained another 2 talents. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. In a little you were faithful. Over much I will put you. Enter into the joy of your Lord. But the one who had received only 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, that you reap where you do not sow, and gather where you do not scatter. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. But his Lord answered him and said, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I do not sow, and gather where I do not scatter. You should have put my money in the bank, and when I came I would have received my money with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But for him who does not even have, it will be taken away. And from the unprofitable servant, cast him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What a powerful word, isn't it? It is a parable, a story that Jesus used to compare what the kingdom of God was and to what each is going to receive according to what has been given into his hands. God has given us all something into our hands, a gift, but he has given it unto us according to our capacity. No one comes into this world without a gift, even if it is only one. God has given us these according to our capacity, that we may put them into production, and that they may bear fruit, and that these fruits honour God first, above all things. Every process that God allows in our life is so that we can discover the talent the Lord has placed within us. I am one who is fully convinced that when I surrender my life to God, nothing that happens in my life will be alien to his knowledge. I believe what the word says, that everything will work for good, and that in the midst of everything, although it sounds like a phrase from a drawer, it is the truth. In the midst of everything, there is purpose. Purpose is the original meaning for which God created us. We are all going to induce that purpose, that original meaning, that the design that God put inside us comes to light. Because we are not put on earth to fill a space, but to enjoy it. Today you are alive. As long as there is life, there is hope. God has you standing in the midst of an illness. You are alive today. God has you standing. God is plotting something supernatural. Something is about to happen. Something God is working on in you. And the work that God is doing in you will come to light. And you will rejoice in what God is doing. Sometimes God's answer does not come as we expect. We despair because we do not see the results we want to see. But let me tell you something. God is never wrong. He knows what he is doing with you. Sometimes it is hard for us. It is hard for us to understand that God is making something good out of our situation. Because we could ask ourselves, what good is it if someone dies, a loved one? Or what good is it if we get fired from a job? What good is it if I am the man of the house, as I was talking to a friend once? He said to me, but I am the man of the house, and I am the one who has to provide for the house. It is God's order. But at the moment, I have not been able to get a job for so long. I move from one side to the other, and nothing happens. And I ask him, have you ever gone to bed without eating? No, Pastor, he said, but nevertheless, it is terrible when your children ask you for something to eat, and at that moment, you have nothing to give them. This is something tremendous, because sometimes it is difficult for us to learn to receive from God, when we are the ones who are used to having control. When we are the ones who are used to looking for what we bring for the house. I don't know if you understand me, right? I understand that person, because I have experienced it too. How good it is when you feel the satisfaction having done some work, and when we receive that pay and we get home and we can say, here is the food, or here are the shoes, or here is the dress. Dad bought it, or Mum bought it home, right? We feel the satisfaction and we thank God because He blessed the work of our hands. But what happens if it doesn't happen like that? What happens when all doors close and God tells you, I need you to be calm, not to stop doing. Do what you have to do, move, but rest in me. Let me do the rest, because I am the one who will supply for you. It is something tremendous. The Bible says, but they shall live by faith. And living by faith is something complicated. Faith is a word, and we talk about it all the time. How many people have we not given advice and told, have faith, courage, and believe? But when it comes to us and applying what we have preached, that is where the difficult moment comes, isn't it? It is there where things change, because it is easy to preach to everyone and tell them to have faith. But when it is a situation that presses us, when it is up to us to apply that word, it is there where it is difficult. It is not easy to believe. It is not easy to stand still for a certain moment and wait for the heavens to open and for God to bless your life. This reminds me of the story of the prophet Elijah, when God says to him, go up to the brook of Cherith. And he goes to a brook, and there perhaps questions would attack his mind. How am I going to live on this brook? But he was there in a certain moment, in stillness and in rest, waiting on what God could do, waiting on God's means, learning to listen to His voice, and learning in the rest to see the opportunities that will be open for you, the doors that He will open so that you can walk quietly and safely. When Elijah looks towards the sky, the ravens come with meat. This is something supernatural. The ravens eat meat the most, and the ravens came with meat to feed Elijah, and he could drink from the same stream. Those things only God does. Let me tell you that if you are at a certain point in your life in which you have already done a lot and have found nothing, wait a little. Rest in the Lord, because you will see how the ravens will begin to come one by one to your home to bring provisions for your house. Now, this will not happen all of the time, but that is the way in which the Lord will begin to bless you. Why did he use this parable today? Because there are three kinds of people to whom the Lord, when he went on a journey, he gave each one a certain number of talents. The first two took advantage of them. They multiplied them. And I love the word that the Lord speaks to them. He says to them, good and faithful servant, you were faithful in a little, I will make you faithful in much. Some say no. When the Lord blesses me, then I will bless his work. Some say, when God blesses me, then I will bring an offering, or I will bring my tithe. Some say, when God blesses me, then I will be able to help others. But why don't you do it now, when God is giving you what is right and what is necessary for the day to day? The day that God gives me a lot, that day, then will I honour God, and I will speak well, and I will preach. Why don't you do that now? When I was talking to a friend, pastor, he said to me, but it is just that right now my wife is the one who is supplying for the house. I have looked one way or the other, and I have tried to do everything to get a job, and it still hasn't come. I feel that things are not working out for me. And I said to him, you have to make a stop along the way. The fact you are not supplying for the house does not mean that you lose your authority. You are still the man of the house. You are still the head. But God is leading you to learn many things. And one of the things he is teaching you is to value your family and to value your wife. Because at the time when you had a job, there was pride in your heart. When you had a job, you were totally secure because you had your daily income or your monthly income. You earned a good salary. There, if you smiled like a man of the house, you didn't even thank God. You couldn't even go to church. You had your wife beside you and your children by your side. The role you had was the one who brought the money into the house. But now God has quieted you down, and God is teaching you now. What God is teaching you now is that he is using your wife to bless your house. And I know that in the little, she is the instrument of blessing that God has chosen today to bring provisions for your house. Are you valuing that instrument that God is using today to bring blessings to your house? Or are you complaining? You keep arguing, and precisely the problem that has arrived at home, the relationship that has become grey in the family because of lack of money. So my advice was, start to change the strategy. Be faithful to the Lord. Take care of what the Lord is giving to you. What is the Lord giving to you? And what is the channel that God is using to bless your home? Is it your wife? Love her, respect her, take care of her, and value her. If your wife comes home tired and finds a man who does not want to talk and who is worried because he is not able to get a job, she will be more burdened. Then help her, pamper her, thank God for her. When I talk about this, I expressed those experiences that happened to me. And when I understood God's teaching for my life, then God began to turn everything around, because in everything there is a purpose, thank God. Why do you complain all the time? Because there is a small job? I'm already asking the Lord for another bigger job, but you are not valuing the small one you already have. Are you understanding what I am saying today? Do you want to ask God for a lot of money and things and properties, but you do not value what he has already given you? Now it is small, yes, value it, because if you are faithful in the little, God will be faithful in much. Today, make a prayer to God, surrender and thank him for what you have. Today I have spoken the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hayes. Blessings.